I've been speaking to the BBC's Shumaila Jafri, who's in Lahore, the capital of Punjab province.
Well, Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, after taking power in 2013, invited Mr. Sarwar to come to Pakistan and appointed him as a governor. And Mr. Sarwar had to give up his political career and his British nationality to accept this offer. And when Chaudhry Sarwar came here, he was very motivated. And the day he took oath, I interviewed him and he told me that he wanted to work for providing better health and education facilities to the people of Pakistan and to give social justice. And he also wanted to work for the rights of minorities. But since the post of governor is a ceremonial position and it's the chief minister of the province who has got all the powers under Pakistan's law, so Chaudhry Sarwar was unable to do much. And over the time, he started feeling frustrated about it. And then there were reports of his differences with the government that he always denied. But he has recently been criticizing the government openly over its failure to deliver. And then today we got the news of his resignation.
Has he actually talked about his reasons for resigning?
Well, yes, he addressed a press conference soon after resigning. And he said that despite his best efforts, he was unable to serve the people of Pakistan. And he said that corruption is so deep-rooted in Pakistani society that he failed to get justice for the destitute and the common people. And he said that since he couldn't fulfill his commitment, there was no reason for him to remain in the office.
So what sort of reaction has there been?
Well, it has got a mixed reaction. There are some people who are praising him and saying that only a courageous person could resign, and you know that people are saying that he always stood for the right of the common people. But there are people who are criticizing him and saying that why it took him too long to decide, and that he stood by the government through corruption and so much violence. And some of the people are even questioning his own merit to become the governor of Punjab. So it depends on the political affiliation of different people. Opposition parties are praising him and supporting him, and the ruling PMLN is upset about it.
So how will this time in office be remembered?
He will be remembered as a nice man who wanted to do something for the people genuinely. But in his press conference today, Chaudhry Sarwar categorically stated that he would stay in Pakistan and won't return to the UK. And he said that he would play his role for the betterment of the country and its people. So this statement to me, it seems that I do feel that he gave a hint of continuing a political career in Pakistan, but from which platform, it's not clear yet.
Shumaila Jafri in Lahore.